Hello, Juan?
Yes?
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good, good. How about yourself, Tina?
I'm great. How's the puppy doing?
Oh, she's doing much better.
Oh, good. Yeah, she's cute. Thank you for sending the picture. She's a really cute one. I've always wanted a pug. I think
they're
special because they have the blue tongue, too, don't they?
No, blue tongue?
Yeah, I thought pugs have a blue tongue. No, I'm wrong?
No. Well, mine has
okay. So cute. What a sweet baby. So I was asked to follow up with you regarding the account and the payment. I know that you said you needed a little bit more time, but I wanted to touch base and see if you're able to take care of that soon.
Okay, so look. This is for, let's see, we have 149, I believe, pending?
Yes. Yep, it's just for the 149, exactly.
Okay, so, Tina, I'm like, right now, let's see, can I call you back, Monday?
Sure. You want to take care of it on Monday?
Yeah, let me call you back on Monday because, like I said, right now it's been really, really brutal. And, you know, that's the reason why, you know, and I haven't gotten anything from, you know, what I'm paying here on Local Splash. And, you know, that's where, you know, it's tough. But also I was wondering, so how is everything moving along as far as the account? Is everything stopped or is it moving or until I pay? Things start moving again. What happens? Because
that's the case.
As I was told, I think that things were kind of like everything was like on hold, right?
When an account goes into a past due status, everything stays active, but there's no active programming taking place. But you're in the timeline where that wouldn't matter because it says on the notes here that they were waiting to hear back from Google about an appeal or something on the Google business page. So there's not really any programming that needs to take place anyway until we hear back. So what I'm doing is I'm sending that department a message to see if they could contact Google again and see what the status is of that appeal. And then as far as the Google guaranteed, have you heard back from that department yet, whether that was approved yet or not?
I have not heard anything from them.
Okay. So let me get in contact with them and see if it's, close to getting, that background check passed. As far as you know, was there anything that you needed to get in or did you get? Because I know you got the insurance and all of that good stuff, right?
Yeah, I provided everything they asked for. So,
okay.
And I even checked with, what is the lady's name, the other lady that followed up with me?
It could be Bonnie or Joyce.
Yeah. Joyce. So I followed up with her. She says, yeah, I have everything I need. So that's where, I'm just wondering if there's anything, because you told me it's going to take about 2 months. So I think we're already like a month and a half in or something.
Yeah, but the timeline kind of stopped on the 10th of October when the account went into the suspension. But again, that doesn't mean, that you're losing out because of the note that they're waiting to hear back from Google. So let me ask her a question.
So it went out because they're duplicates? Is that what happened?
Well, I'm talking about the account being suspended with us, which just means it's active, but they're not doing programming on it. But I do see the Google business pages suspended. So let me ask her. That's what they're waiting to hear back from Google on. So I'm putting, can we do anything to expedite this? And I'm also going to ask her, client wants to know, is that because there was a duplicate? Okay, so I'll let her read that and respond. And then I'll get with Joyce and Bonnie and see what the status is of the Google Verified getting approved too, you know?
Yeah, because Google, is that different from Google Guarantee or?
Yeah, Google Guaranteed changed the name of the program fresh off the presses in October. So it's everything's being converted. Some people will still call it Google Guaranteed. It's the same program. They're just calling it Google Verified now, exclusive lead program, rather than Google Guaranteed, but it's the same program. So let me see.
All right. So, yeah, like I said, so right now, as far as, like, all this stuff, you know, with, I mean, I was puzzled to see that it got, you know, that it got canceled because, you know,
it's
when
not.
That's why there's an appeal, right? Because there was a duplicate.
Yep.
And
yeah,
I've never heard back from Joyce because she told me that she was going to give me information on who these people are that made the duplicate. So
interesting.
Yeah, because she told me that she was going to look into, you know, the duplicate, you know, who these people are. So I'm like, you know, puzzled as to why would somebody be, you know, piggybacking on or, you know, hindering, like, you know, my ad. So I really need to know, you know, what was the cause of all that. So she said that she was getting some information on that because, you know, I told her, look, I need to know what's happened here. If it was past advertisers that somehow wanted me to continue working with them and they don't want me moving out from them, or if it's just a competitor that's all out, you know, just being an ass.
Yeah. I don't see anything on the account being a duplicate. You know, I'm not in that department, so I wouldn't, you know, be the expert in it, but I see a note that was posted on here a couple of weeks ago, and it's from Google, and it says, this Google business profile isn't eligible to display on Google because it violates the Google business practice quality guidelines. And then it says, if you have further questions, consult the Google Profile Help Center. And then it says, request additional review of denied appeal. Did you request this appeal?
So,
yes.
Didn't meet the what? The what? I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, well, this is correspondence between Google and us. It says that they responded to something, and it says, we checked your account, and it appears that the Google business profile isn't eligible to display on Google because it violates Google business practice quality guidelines. But that doesn't mean that it can't get verified. All it means is they probably want more information because under that it says, please attach copies of the mentioned documents to help our team evaluate your request. It was asking for business registration, a utility bill displaying the business name and address of the registration, license or tax certificates. I think that's all it's saying. It says to provide those two things. Did you upload those to us initially when we sent that pictures needed
for
verification?
I uploaded everything that Joyce required of me. It was I think when I sent the insurance, she said that that satisfied that requirement of a bill being in its name.
Yeah, and don't freak out because it says that either one, because every business that tries to get verified on Google initially will go through some step like this one way or another, and it's a good thing that they're asking you for this extra documentation because behind the scenes, they're actually going to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So they want to make sure that you're a valid business in the area so that they can publish you and you're the one that will get those client calls. So, it does say here, April just responded. She's in that department. She put, Most likely it was because of the duplicate. We already have contacted Google for reinstatement and we'll follow up on it. Depends on how strong the violation is. Alternatively, if the existing Google business page has no reviews, the fastest way is to make a new one and to ask for the client's cooperation for verification. So I guess what we've done in the past is we could create a new one. Once that gets verified, we can attach the duplicate to it and then merge the duplicate and delete it so that at that point there's only one. But I can ask her. Let me see. I'll put, what would you suggest would go faster? Because if she thinks the second option would go faster, then I'm just going to have her initiate that, you know, so that we can get that ball rolling. Because these notes, I mean, it looks like Google hasn't really corresponded since the 16th, and today's what, the 30th, so. And then I'll find out from the Google Verified department on your application. So I have a little bit of homework to do to see what is going to be faster and also if anything is needed for the Google Verified. So what I'll do is I'll get with these two departments, and then since you want to hold off on the payment till Monday anyway, I'll call you on Monday and I'll tell you any updates if there are some. If she wants to initiate creating the new page now, then I'll call you. It'll probably just, you know, require a new video verification or something like that to be done. But I mean, that step's not going to be necessary unless she thinks that that route's going to go faster. You know what I mean?
Okay, Kim.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, hang tight. It's going to pay off definitely once this all gets settled. And then I'll talk to you on Monday and we'll just take care of it then. Okay.
Thank you, Kim.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good rest of your week too.
Okay. Bye bye.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Bye.